Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Pastor Marcus Jordan on the line with me. He has an album out called I Will Bless the Lord, and he re-released a single that is climbing the charts called I Can. Pastor Marcus Jordan, tell us about this new resurrection power of I Can.
Yes, well, thank you so much for having me, first and foremost. I'm grateful for the opportunity. I Can is an inspirational single. I wrote it to empower people to, shed light on never giving up on your dreams. Right. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. You got to keep going. If you don't start, you will never know what the end is going to be. So I wrote I Can, to simply encourage the body of Christ and just the world in general to keep pushing, never give up on your dream.
What inspired that? What happened in your life, or what is a testimony or example that you can truly testify that I Can?
I was playing at Music World here in the city of Houston, Texas, and I was playing for artists such as Solange Knowles. I was the house band keyboard player, and I was excited about it when I first got the call from Kim Burst, who was the creative director for Beyonce and Jennifer Lopez, and they were saying, hey, come audition, and I went in audition, and then, they told me they'd call me back the next day. Well, I got the call back the same day, said that, hey, we selected you to be the house band keyboard player for Music World, so I was so excited. So, we're going, and we're traveling, and we're tour, and we did Essence Fest, South by Southwest, just showcased the Sony Studios in New York with Solange, and it was just amazing. And then all of a sudden she got signed to Interscope and they dropped the band, and that really hurt because we thought that we were going to be on, we thought that this was our way in, and from there I was discouraged. So I began to pen the lyrics, I Can, I Will Make It. God brought me to that. He had something greater for me. So he was just giving me a glimpse of what my life is to be. So I just began to pen the lyrics, I Can, I Will Make It. And to be honest, I wrote the song for another lady named Renee Clemens. And when I called her and sang it to her, she said, no, that's your song. That song is for you. It's tailor-made for you. And I'm glad that she didn't accept it, because it's really been blessing me and a lot of people around the world.
Right. So what was it like touring in the secular arena that has benefited you now being in the gospel arena?
Just seeing how things are done. You have to be on time, you have to be disciplined, you have to be courteous, you have to just be, very professional. And then just seeing it being done on that level, again, we're playing for, artists like, we're around Sunshine Anderson, Kelly, Solange Knowles. These are like the top tier artists, and it's just kind of like, so they're doing it at the highest level ever,
right,
for its professionalism and the different, venues that we're going to. So just being around that, it really just opened my eyes to like, man, God put me here for me to see this. And I just feel like, man, he didn't just put me there for coincidence purposes or by happenstance. It's to give me a glimpse into what he's going to do for my ministry. And that right there helped nurture and develop me and as an artist, and made me want to push myself to become a gospel artist.
Were you a pastoring then, or the call hadn't come yet?
The call hadn't come yet. Well, the call was there. It's always been prophesied to me. I just hadn't accepted it because I was, I'm a musician, so I was doing good. I was making $800 playing the organ as the minister of music of my church, and I was also working my little security job, so as well as playing at Music World. So I had income coming in, so I didn't really want to pastor, because I was like, I want to, I'm still young.
Right.
I want to live my life. So my wild oats.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. So you're a musician, a singer, a writer. When did that interest you? Tell us about that process.
I'm a PK kid. My dad was a pastor, and our musician had left the church. My mom was playing, and I kept telling my mom for three Sundays. I said, Mom, it was the first Sunday. I said, Mom, I can play the piano. Boy, no, you can't. Mom, I can play the piano. Second Sunday, no, you can't. Third Sunday, Mom, I can play the piano. No, you can't. Fourth Sunday, Mom said, if you cannot play this piano, I'm going to whoop you right here in church. I got on the piano, started playing, and she broke down crying. I'll never forget it. And from there, I began playing, and then I started writing. God has always given me something to write.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to my voice recorder last night. I was talking to a radio promoter in the industry, gospel industry, and he's talking about sending over some songs. So I got about four songs that I just wrote, that I'm trying to get, in the studio to record. God has always given me something to write.
Wow. Do you remember the first song you wrote?
Yes, it's called Through It All.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a quartet group, and I wrote the song Through It All. And it was a really good song, and we recorded it, and we were talking about re-recording it, because we were way back then. We didn't have the mixing and mastering wasn't correct, so yeah, I remember that. That's my first song.
Wow. Now, during this pandemic, how has the pandemic affected your perspective on life, music, and God?
For me, it has taught me to have a greater appreciation for God and my family and people and music in general, and just be grateful for life, because, I mean, no one saw the pandemic coming, and it totally has shifted the entire nation. So I have a greater appreciation for just life, health, and strength. I'm getting away from putting things off, and yeah, I'll do it, and I'm going to get to it, and I want to just get things done immediately, because we just don't know when it's going to be our last day on earth, or you know, if we're going to even have the opportunity to do some of the things that on the bucket list. So not making hasty and rash decisions, but also not being lazy and not getting to what I know I need to get done for kingdom business.
Uh-huh. I like that. You led me right into my next question about kingdom business. So with your pastor's hat on, how are you remaining encouraged, and how are you encouraging others?
Since the beginning of the pandemic, we go live every week.
What's the name of your church?
I just encourage the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay.
And we've been going live week in and week out, and our views have went up significantly. The people are enjoying it. We've gained online members. We have some that come in person now that they've lifted up the band for the percentage. But we have people coming in person. Our service is very powerful. People are still coming from Sunday service. We've been having great services, guest ministers coming in, guest singers coming in. I'm having churching with Pastor Marcus Jordan on next Friday. My guest is my friend Ernest Pugh, who's no stranger to the gospel industry. And we have some more people coming through. So we're still moving forward, and we're just ministering. And I've been preaching it on the sermon series, I Will Trust in the Lord, from Proverbs 3 and 5. So it's been really, really good.
Amen. So I like that your vein is keeping the sheep focused on trusting in the Lord. Amen. That's good. And Ernest Pugh is truly a key player and has been on the platform. So salute to you, Ernest Pugh. So what's next for Marcus Jordan?
I'm recording new music, and I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited about it to release the new sound into the atmosphere. So I'm getting into the studio after next week's concert, Churching with Pastor Marcus Jordan. I'm going to begin recording my new music and planning for the release for 2021. That's what's next for me.
That sounds good. How do you balance being a pastor and being an artist?
Oh, not only that, I'm a police officer as well. So
I didn't know that.
That's my career. That's my profession. So, the way I balance it is this, I take what God has given me and I try to use it to the best of my ability, and it works hand in hand. And I have respect for my department. They ask me to sing the national anthem, from time to time. And they love what I'm doing. They see what I'm doing. Everybody follow me on social media, so they see what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm a community activist, and I'm real active in my community. So it all just works. It works hand in hand. It's been no struggle or no strain.
Amen. You just blessed me with that. It has been no struggle and no strain. That's all right. Now, if you make that a song, I need some credit, okay?
Look, I got you
on the road. I need some credit. Oh, I like that. That was good. Well, tell people how they can connect with you on social media, and, they download the song and get the album or your website. Let them know how to reach out to you, Pastor Marcus Jordan.
I'm on Instagram at I Am Marcus Jordan, Twitter at I Am Marcus Jordan, and Facebook as well as I Am Marcus Jordan. I would love for you to follow me. I'll follow you back. Let's connect. And my music is on all digital media outlets. CD Baby, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify. Just type my name in, Marcus Jordan, and it should pop up.
All right. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to grow and prosper in your endeavors, please remember us and allow us to be one of your media outlets, okay?
Always. And again, thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm very appreciative.
You're more than welcome.